Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Jay Helms, founder of this movement and podcast known as the W2 Capitalist. We are helping busy parents who are side hustling real estate investors focus on three different categories in their lives. That's investing, family, and health. And you may hear my kids screaming in the background. Sounds like one of them is having a tantrum right now as I'm recording this, but we're going to let it roll. And hopefully the microphone does its job. But one of the things that we talk about often inside the W2 Capitalist community is spousal alignment. And it's a big topic. It's a very big, important topic because most divorces end with some sort of financial kind of underlying. And as we're investing and trying to prepare the best legacy that we can provide for our family, we're dealing with some big dollars, right? Dealing with things that we probably weren't taught in school or with anything else or by anybody else at this point in time. And if you're not part of the W2 Capitalist community, you're trying to figure it out on your own, right? Or any community for that matter. And so one of the things that as I get to talk to, and I talk to every member that comes in because I want to make sure they're the right fit. And it's a very boutique community, by the way. But I want to talk to every member and one of the question or potential member, I should say, and every call that I'm on, I asked, and it could be the husband I'm talking to, it could be the wife, but I always ask this one question is, you know, where does your spouse align with real estate investing ventures? There's usually one of three answers. And I'm hoping you can relate to this. And on the left-hand side of the equation, I guess it's not really an equation. There's really three different buckets. The first bucket is the spouse is totally aligned, wants to be active in investing, finding deals, managing deals, whatever avenue they're going after, right? And they're totally supportive. They're one of these what I call super human couples that actually, you know, when you have little kids, it's really hard to have or find time to have adult conversations about investing, about legacy kind of things, you know? And so I call these superhuman couples who have figured that out. I would love to say that my wife and I are that way, but here in a couple of weeks, I'll explain an episode on how I bought a piece of land without really telling her, or I did a hard money loan without telling her. So so spousal alignment. Typically three buckets. Bucket A, we'll just call it bucket A, is the spouse is totally aligned, totally on board, wants to be active in everything and anything that goes on with trying to build an investing portfolio. Bucket B, or let me skip to bucket C. Bucket C is the spouse is totally against it. Usually this means they've had some sort of bankruptcy in their lives, whether it was them or you know, with their parents, they saw their parents go through some things. And so they see real estate investing extremely risky for whatever reason. It may not be a bankruptcy, but the folks that I've talked to fall into that bucket with their spouse. That is the underlying story, right? And they're just not, their spouse is just not wanting to take the risk because they've seen what that could potentially do to their family. And so that, to me, that is the worst bucket to be in. Actually, it's very difficult to help people who find themselves in that situation because we're dealing with a marriage. We're dealing with your life partner, right? And you got to work on getting your life partner on board with this if you're going to move forward. And then B, category B, kind of right in the middle, is the spouse wants to be involved. Is not necessarily wanting to be involved, but is supportive, and that could be mentally, physically, morally, whatnot. They just don't really want to have anything to do with it. It's not their style. It's not their cup of tea, which is okay as long as they're, you know, there to be a sounding board and be there to morally and mentally support you as you're going through this. That bucket C is the most difficult. So I'm curious where you find yourself in these three buckets. Is your wife, or should I say spouse? I was thinking about my wife, who is completely and totally active in our investing. She handles our B&B, manages our B&B. She has the most beautiful handwriting, so she is definitely involved in sending out mailers when we're doing off-market campaigns. She has the eye for turning around, you know, like properties that just need a little bit of or a lot of TLC. And as I'm saying this, I'm starting to question where my strengths are in this whole thing. But anyway, so it's your spouse, right? Is your spouse in bucket A, where they're completely active and want to be completely supportive of the investing ventures that y'all do together? Are they in bucket B, where they don't want to be involved, but they're there to morally, I think that's for, yeah, moral support, morally support you and mentally support you as you lead your family on this journey and on this venture? Or are you on bucket C, where they just totally don't want to be a part, and they don't want you to do it either, right? And so if, let me know, text me. I've got a resource for you. We had a group of marital counselors come present to us and talk about the different relationships with money and how we as couples can navigate through this. And I want to provide that to you. So just text me. My cell phone number is 205-249-0248. I'll get you a copy of that recording, but I'm also curious on where you find yourself in those buckets. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow.